Hello, I'm Lisa Shaw.
Lisa Shaw.
And you're listening to my top 10 at 10.
On the street, on the air.
I don't think when she sang this song, she thought someday she'll be here. Well, you are here now.
No, I did not.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, before we go into you and the music, she wants to know, is this man being financially prudent or is this a red flag? Because monthly, he will send her a spreadsheet of what he has spent when they are together. Mm-hmm. Right? So you see, it's like a department.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is how much I have spent. So she's asking, is this a quality I need to celebrate, or am I overthinking it and seeing it as a red flag?
A red flag.
Why?
Why?
Why, Lisa?
But I don't understand the spreadsheet. It's like, well, then does she send a spreadsheet to him of what she spent to getting ready to go out with him?
Why not? Yes. Now you're talking.
Right?
You see now.
The nails, the hair, the everything that has to be done.
And how much she's worth per hour.
Yes, to go out. Then okay, then we're doing checks and balances.
That's right.
All right. So all is fair. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the end game is.
Maybe he's showing how much he's investing.
And then she is too. But what is it supposed to be equal? Yeah.
Right. Who's bringing more?
Yeah, because there's emotional. There's all the other things that come with it, just not money.
He can debate the emotional part too.
Well, I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Love. You putting a price on love?
Yeah. No. Remember, yours as a woman is to respect, mine is to give love. No, it's not me, it's God.
Sorry?
It's not me, it's God. God said yours is to respect him, for him is to love. Who has more work?
The woman.
How is it more work? Love takes a lot of work.
Yes, it does, but it doesn't mean you... I mean, love is emotional.
Respect is a...
We could have two pennies, two dimes that, you know. And if I love you, I love you. And we work together to make something great.
Respect is putting a food on the tray and...
Well, that's what you do. You work together for that, right?
So 50-50, eh? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes it's 60-40. Sometimes it's 70-30, but in the end it all balances out.
It's all good.
Yeah, with the love that you're sharing between. It's not about who makes more money. It's about what you're building together.
Is it because you and I are of a different time?
I think I'm older than you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, young girl, look at you. Oh, please.
I think I'm older
Lisa
than you.
Lisa is a baby, man.
I'm not going to say.
Or is it the Jamaican jeans? Welcome to SA.
Thank you.
First time?
No, it's not my first time.
I thought so. When last?
I was here, when was that? 2016? It was with Tortured Soul.
Oh.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pickard is here, by the way.
And then before that was with Josh Milan.
Oh.
But it was like a tour. We just did all these different...
Yeah. That's our brother right there, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And?
I mean, the first time it was great. Yeah. It was hard because we were going from city to city and place to place. It was one of those jump around. It was a bit...
And it's the first impression that always gets us, right? As South Africans, when you get here and then you realize how big house music, dance music is here, right?
Yeah, I mean, since the Naked Music days.
Yes.
And I remember Jay Dennis, we were just talking about Jay Dennis, and he would get these requests to come to South Africa. This is like 30 years ago. Gosh, did I say that out loud? I said that out loud 30 years ago.
What?
And that's at least. And but we never made it. It was never the cards they would offer us to come down, but it just never happened. And then I would, you know, seeing more people come and my peers come down to play and
yes.
And then other South African artists would come over
yeah.
to the U.S. and stuff. And, you know, I saw it grow and it was quite amazing, but I really didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really didn't know until I was looking on my fan base.
Yeah.
And on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, the demographic
yeah,
of where.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, what? It's like South Africa's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see all the names because you see the names like, oh my gosh, yeah. I had no idea how big it was down here.
And your getting into the music scene was obviously soul and R&B, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, when I first, you know, doing all types of different types of music, when I first started getting into the house, it was because I was soulful music, but it was yeah. it was creating this genre where it wasn't just all down tempo. It was
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
new
yeah.
beat that came with yeah, yeah, the yeah, yeah, down tempo
yeah.
music,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Acid jazz.
Yes, acid
right?
jazz, yeah.
That's
yeah.
where it kind of grew from, at least for me.
Yeah.
And then having the acid jazz go, some people went to the broken beat.
Yes.
And then some people went to the house, some people went to the drum and bass.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And when I dabbled in all of it, you know.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But then Deep House just took over, you know.
And did you know how to write for it, or you wrote from a R&B and soul space?
I wrote from a songwriter space,
yeah.
R&B soul space, and
yes.
then the music was created around it
yeah.
or to it. Now yes. it's like, you know, but that's how I hear it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's like when people ask me that don't know anything about the music and they say, what's it like? I'm like, okay, let me do
this. Oh, I just want to get ice.
In layman's terms,
yes,
it's like Sade meets the dance floor.
That's right.
And they go, oh,
perfectly put.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like that, but it's like, but it's not like
perfectly put.
Heavy house and thumping. You
yeah,
know, people think it's this. It's like soulful.
Yes,
dance music. You know,
and you traveling the world. One thing that Josh Milano, any others have mentioned, including Torchard Soul, all of them that have been here. They always get surprised at how South Africa listens to dance music. They don't listen to it at the original tempo.
Right, which is what I was also informed. It is totally cool because it's like I'm doing a set and it's like, won't translate. Like, it's too fast. Yeah, it's too slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, in certain parts, like yeah. America or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
And I think if I'm doing more of an intimate set, I can do all those down-tempo ones because it would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're in a club and there are yeah. 1,000 people back, right. it's like, are they understanding what this is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because
yeah,
they're
yeah.
hearing the bass. Or
yeah,
they're
yeah,
hearing,
yeah.
But, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, so we're always a little bit afraid of how it will translate. Like,
that's
how,
right.
how is it going to work?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a typical thing when you have, let's say, just a regular DJ who's been playing in a club of 100, 200 people.
Yeah.
And he has a great following. And this is happens all the time, that
sure.
all of a sudden, they're known for what their set is and what their music style is.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden, you put them in front of 2,000 people, and they think they gotta go, oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they miss the whole point.
That's right.
They change their whole sound
right.
because they think they gotta go
that's
hard
right.
and heavy. You're like, wait a minute, that's not what...
Nah.
Like, it's okay.
Read the room, bro.
Yeah, yeah, read, like...
the room.
Even though we're trying to do things a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more this, I'm not, that's extreme. But going from, like, you know, something that is 118.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to 123.
Or even 126 sometimes.
Yeah, 126, right. Yeah. Which is the top.
Guys, we're talking speeds.
Speeds now, yeah. Speed.
126 is 126 beats per minute. You slow it down, I'll even push it to 116.
Mm-hmm.
116. Because then you get to feel the groove.
Yeah, yeah.
The bass comes out.
Yeah, if I had only known.
Hey!
Wait.
Oh.
If I'd only known that would have been, you know, I'd be like digging up more of the stuff that I don't ever sing. You know, more of the down tempo stuff. Or the,
but we can slow down the songs that you normally sing.
Yeah, that's true. We could do that.
Yeah.
But I have
can
to.
Can you DJ? Do you play?
No, you know, okay.
No.
That question. So my ex-husband, my dad was a DJ. My brother's a DJ.
Okay.
My ex-husband was a DJ.
Yeah.
And he tried to teach me, and it was like, I had the turntable set up, everything, and I was like,
nah.
I don't get it. And it was, I remember before Colette, you know, Colette, she sings and whatever. And
yes.
It was before Colette came out. And so we were in the drum and bass scene. Yeah. And he would be trying. And I just don't get it. The whole mixing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I was like, no, I'll leave that to the professionals. I'll be here. I'll just sing over top all the music. That's it. Just give me the music.
Is it?
Feed me. And I can think of lyrics and melodies. And that's what my job is. And so, and then when Colette, you know, came out, I said, so now I really can't do it. Because she's doing it. She's singing and doing, you know,
yes.
Being a copycat, right? Because we're both in the same scene.
Yeah.
So I was like, then that'll look really lame if all of a sudden I start singing and DJing. Now
I think it'll be such a cool DJ.
It would be, right? So now I'm at this age going, let me just, even Josh was like, Lisa, you need to just
spin. Come on, just get in. Like, just do this thing.
But now it's easy because I'm thinking vinyl. So, you know, I'm from the vinyl days. So if you're going to learn how to do it, you got to do it on
Lisa,
vinyl.
Since you landed, right? When did you land here?
On Wednesday morning at 7.
Since you landed on Tuesday, this is the first time I hear you talking sense.
Vinyl.
Right? So
yes.
If you're going to learn, you better learn on vinyl. You got to learn how it's done. But now everybody just, you know, does those little thingies. Those
guys, when you see me on my Instagram bragging, is because Lisa Shaw signed my vinyl copies. Just saying. And somebody here on my left, his name is Pika the Italian, just turned green like Shrek with envy. Home someday with Home and Garden. Give me the backstory there. What happened?
Well, Tim Kay, a good friend of mine, we were doing music together in bands,
yeah.
Stuff like that. He was a keyboard player. We were working with The Tall Shore and a couple of projects in New York. And so we always talked about, hey, let's do something together. So yeah. Funny enough, I was always used to going and having music sent to me.
Mm.
And then I'd write to it the way I worked with Miguel and a lot of other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he invites me over and I'm thinking he's going to play a track. And instead he gets on the keyboard.
Yeah.
And that was like super organic. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell him I was thinking something else was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like real songwriting. Like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's doing this and I'm singing. And then
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Cool. And he brings his beat up. And
yeah.
It was super straight up from roots to that. And that's how we did both of our songs. I said, this is awesome. You know, it's like
yeah.
Being in the bands that I was in and doing it that way. But I didn't expect it. And that was the end product.
That's the end product, and it's one of your biggest songs here. There's another one. There's no way you go to a party and either on vinyl or anything, this song, when it drops, the volume, the temperature in the room just changes all over again.
Oh. Deep Rocco.
Yes. The story there? Who's Dario? Dario the artist.
He's... Oh, he's so good. He's great.
Really?
I think he's based in Italy. In Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
it sounds foreign.
Yeah, or he's LA, but either way, he, you know, he's through mutual, you know, friends
yeah.
When, did remixes for, you know, Miguel and other people,
yeah.
And he's in our circle.
Yeah.
So when he came to me asking, hey, do you want to do, do a track with me? I was like, sure. And he sent it to me, and right away it was like, boom, boom. Came up with that, so wrote it, went back and forth, and then that came out. It was just things when they click, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And when they click, sometimes it usually happens right away,
mm.
And then the flow, and then, you know, and then when they let you just go and create and write,
sure.
And then I do record everything on my end, and I send it to him.
Mm.
And then we go back and forth. I had this, I had that, and that was the creation. He just, and the thing is, because I knew he worked with other people,
okay.
Is where the relationship was there already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
I didn't have to worry about all the other particular stuff. I was like, oh, okay, I know he's worked for so-and-so and so-and-so.
We're going to play it and we slowed it down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I still have Pika the Italian here. And you're saying, Pika, there's a bit of a change in terms of the lineup. What happened?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. T.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. We had unfortunate news that Stephanie Cook is hospitalized.
Oh, no.
Yes. Very, very ill, under intensive care.
Oh, no.
We tried our best to to bring her to the country. She was even crying, saying that she wants to come. But unfortunately, we needed to make a decision.
Yeah.
Me and the management.
Yeah.
And we decided that we'll bring her maybe
some
later.
Other time.
Later on in the year or as soon as she gets better.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. May she have a speedy recovery, man.
Sure.
May the gods be with her. All right, thank you for that. But Lisa is still here, and now Lisa.
Yes, sir.
Yes. With this news, I don't see you doing one set. Come on.
Oh no! I'll do a couple sets.
You do a couple sets?
Yes, of course.
They don't call me Uncle T for nothing.
Of course.
But now the whole dance scene, you singing in this dance space, which is not even so understood from back home, not so much, because you always have to explain to people what it is and so on. Do you feel it has limited your access to other spaces or collaborations?
No, not at all. Okay. Doing what I do.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I think, I get requests most of the time for this genre of music. But I think it's hard to explain. It's when there's so many different types of, let's say, house music.
Yes.
And some of it's just not, I don't vibe with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not your cup of tea. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say it's this and and sometimes, you know, they think this is what I want to do, or they think, oh, this would be a great track for Lisa, or this, I think she might like this one. They bring music to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's great. It's just not for me.
Mm.
I'm not syncing with it, or I'm not vibing with it, or whatever it is.
What will make you say yes to working with someone? Will it them sending you a beat, or will them saying, I want us to work together on something? So basically, what makes you feel comfortable to work with someone?
Okay, a big thing is me knowing them. Like if I know somebody who else has worked with them, you know, somebody who I know that they've worked together, because sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Working relationships can be very precarious, especially when it comes time for contracts and trusting people and, you know, getting paid and all the stuff that comes down with the business.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes people have not so good reputations about how they follow through.
Yeah.
And then what's interesting is I can have hear a great production, but they've never worked with vocals before.
Ooh.
That's a big thing. And so when they come and I see, you know, there's a lot of new talent out there and they know how to, you know, take a vocal and remix it and throw it in there. But when it comes to production of vocals, that's a whole separate thing. So I always try to ask, have you ever done any remixes with vocals in them? Or have you worked with anybody, a vocalist, one-on-one? Because then I can see where they're limited or where they're what they're good
at.
That's right.
It's
the same thing of, you know, you're a producer and you want to work with a vocalist.
Yeah.
And some people are not easy to work with.
Yeah.
And other people have a reputation of, oh, they're great to work with.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, other people are like, okay, no, I'll pass on that
one.
Even though the vocals are great.
Do you fan? Do you fan?
What do you mean fan?
As in, you like other people, you're like, oh, I would like to work with that guy, or that song should have been mine.
I never say that song should have been mine,
but I do say
oh, you know, you think about who I'm like, I'd like to work with that person. Off the top of my head, I can't.
I'll tell you why I asked that, because it was such a revelation for me. B.B. Winans was here. And we started talking, obviously, music and working collaborations and so on. And there's a song that Vashon did, and he performed it here. Vashon Williams, if I'm not mistaken, performed it here, gospel artist, and did it a live show here. And as he was singing the song, he couldn't help but say, no, but this was supposed to be my song. He said it's there in the live recording. This was supposed to be my song. This song is so good. And obviously, he doesn't speaking from bad envy.
Right, right.
He's speaking.
Oh, he loved it so
much. He loved it so much. And when he was here and I asked him about it, he says, yeah, but you know, there are songs you listen to him like, damn, man.
Yeah. I always thought I'd work with, like, let's go outside the box.
Yeah.
Barry White.
Oh.
I was always like, oh, we have a great duet together.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, thinking.
I can try.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. Certain people like that, you're like, oh, that would have been so great to work with. Of course, you know, who wouldn't want to work with Prince, you know? But I know he... And he's worked with people that I know, right? We had a band called Pedal Pusher, and the keyboard player was his...
Really?
Like, he's for him.
He was Pedal Pushers?
Like, he was always, like, so close, but yet so far. And then another friend of mine used to go and jam with him. His name was Mark Anthony Jones, but not the one that we know.
Yeah.
And he played guitar. He sang like him. He moved to Europe. He was just very much like a Jimmy. So talented.
Sure.
And we'd go and jam with him at his house. Like, so many people. I'm just like, oh. But, you know, that didn't happen. And... But when I think about vocalists like Michelle Indigocello,
oh,
I think she's just outstanding.
Come on.
Like, just
guys,
every song is like, oh, I could just listen to her live. I can listen to her on, like, I think she's phenomenal. She brings chills every time.
Did you listen to this new project?
No, let me.
Her new project.
Oh no, I haven't heard it yet. Amazing,
Chris. Trouble. I think Put Trouble by Michelle Indigocello there. I just want Lisa to hear it. This is at the celebration of the centenary of Mr. Baldwin.
Mm.
And she celebrated him with a recording. I think there's another activist was part of that.
Okay, I'm gonna...
It's yellowish on the outside. And oh man, Michelle Indigocello is something else, guys.
Yeah. And Miguel's worked with her quite a bit. And I've never met her.
Listen to
but
this.
One of these days.
Listen to this.
That was amazing. Yeah, she just brings it.
So? Reach out.
Yeah, I mean, I should, right? Hi. If I could fan out. You're like, who are you? Oh, yeah, I heard about you. Yeah, you work with Miguel. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kid. I'm just, yeah, I'm a little shy that way.
Are you ever going to... Have you stopped recording new music?
Not at all. I'm actually working on a project with a friend of mine, Vincenzo. It's been like years we've been doing, you know, pandemic kind of stopped us for a minute, but I think you guys would like it. It's down-tempo, mid-tempo stuff, a little bit more on the vibey kind of... I can never describe my own music.
Would it be something like feel...
More something like promises, more in that kind of range. Running with you, like that kind of vibe.
The stuff that you did with Miguel, like this.
Yeah.
Now we're going platinum, baby. You better have your tickets because the Italian experience is happening tomorrow. Lisa's show will be there. So now tell me, Vincenzo, you said?
Yeah, Vincenzo, he's based in Germany. I've been working with him for a long time. We had a couple tunes that came out years ago, like little singles here and there. But we've been, every time he sends me music, I'm always vibing it. So we're just like, okay, we're just going to do like a 6-song EP kind of thing. So that's in the works. And then I have another little project with P60, all down tempo.
Sure.
Also down tempo stuff.
Yeah.
That we haven't found a home for yet. Maybe Miguel might put it out.
Yeah.
We're trying to think about it.
You need
that.
To look at some South African producers.
Yeah. Yes. And and it's like it's all in that little pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the stuff that is coming out of here, man.
Yeah. Ooh. And I recently just came out with a new one called Falling Hard for You.
Oh.
With Groove Junkies.
Okay.
Based in LA. It's just in the promo stage right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Evan Landis. And that's our second tune. It's funny because a lot of the tunes that I end up, you know, putting out, sometimes it just takes a minute.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, but everything comes and goes so fast, right?
Yes,
like,
it does.
Like, yep. Things and it's big and then it kind of, and that's why sometimes we keep doing remixes and it resurges and it comes back to life again. Certain songs have been living for like this time. New mixes came out with recently with a South African producer. His name is G Wash.
Okay.
But that was it's a little bit on the harder side.
Yeah.
For the mixes.
Let's quickly take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello. I'm Lisa Shaw.
Lisa Shaw.
And you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
On the air.
Wow. What an honor. Lisa Shaw is in the country. Lisa Shaw is in studio. Wow. One of my favorite house female artists. Nah, Lisa Shaw, man. Hope you enjoy your stay in the country.
Ah, prati. Especially Lisa Shaw. Ah, nyakvoma, prati. Ah, nyakvoma. Yo, prati. Lisa Shaw, my favorite when it comes to soulful house music. Mamong Shang in Amba. Ay, Stephanie Cook, and Jana Batageko. Ay, Kosiam. Asas no Mississippi in the Mtambe, Benangabakon, and I lap on Mtambe. Ay, Yakvuma Prati.
All right, I see you dropping a name there for the next lineup. Okay. Uzuila gay pickard, but to Pobi Nyana La Pontana, La Sela. You have shows coming up anywhere that we can maybe, stamp a passport to come and see?
I have a show July the 26th with Miguel. That's anybody heading to Dallas? Yeah, I know it's far. And then Vancouver, that's even farther. But that's a festival. It's a big, big festival.
Vancouver and, we can do.
Yeah, Tortured Soul is going to be there too. And a nice bill there. Colette.
Yeah.
Big 2-day festival.
How's the temperature at home with your president now? You want T-Boss, you want to spoil this interview? Okay. All right.
Oh, no words. I mean, I can't. Please don't go there.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
no, you've answered me. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's depressing.
Can we not spoil your holiday?
Mm.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
But I thought you meant the temperature in Miami. Please say the temperature of Miami. Please say the temperature of Miami. It's hot. It's really hot.
The love of house music, I feel, is such a passion project. You have to keep on convincing people to listen to it. Do you get tired of converting or trying to speak up for the genre?
No, because I just think the music speaks for itself. People sometimes, you listen to this is a great song and don't know it's Deep House. Understand?
Or is it because we are too... Maybe we like boxing things. We like labeling things.
I mean, I think we can box because we love the music in itself. We can tell you what type of Deep House that we like, funkier stuff or this stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the rest of the world that maybe doesn't know, I don't even bother. This is what I do. This is what it is. And if you like it or you don't, then it's like getting into certain genres of like people who like rock and roll, or they like certain types of I don't know, give me any other type of music.
Yeah.
And there's going to be specific genres within that style of music. They're going to be more about, it could be country, could be blues, bluegrass, or it could be, and then it's the same thing that goes when you go into something. It's going to be like, I like this producer more or this style of music. But I don't convince anybody.
Do you get stopped on the streets sometimes?
Sometimes. The oddest thing, though, I'll be like in my hometown in Toronto and like, basically have my knockarounds on going to the corner.
Yeah.
And then somebody will come up and be like, oh my God. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, and I'm going, do I know you? Thinking like, because, I'm really bad with names. And I don't know. No, I'm just, you're Lisa Shaw, right? And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't know. Because I meet people everywhere. Yeah. So I don't know if you happen to be a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Or somebody that I met at a club or something or whatever. So, and then that happens. So it's, it's cute.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't know what's happening.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I have to ask an opinion from you about a case I'm currently dealing with. It's called The Blind Spot.
Mm-hmm.
The Blind Spot is about our listeners saying, listen, before I make a decision, am I thinking straight? Mm-hmm. Am I thinking right? What do you think? So this lady currently, she's a sister to the brother. And the brother just paid lobola, meaning he has, you know, engaged
mm-hmm.
to marry
mm-hmm.
and done the dowry. The date of the wedding is out.
Yeah.
And that date is in December, and it falls on the commemoration date of her their mother's passing.
Oh.
And she's in her feels about that. She's like, why on the day she passed on? And their argument, meaning the brother and the fiance, is like, we need to change what that date means to us into a celebration.
Right.
And she says, am I right to be in my feels about this? I feel the need to change it and shift it. What do you think?
I mean, I understand what he's doing. Mm. Because it's also when you go on the memorial of a death, it's also the celebration of life.
Mm.
Right?
That's right.
So when, you know, we say we're going to a funeral, now we say we're going to a celebration of life.
Mm.
So I understand her wanting that day to be separate.
Yeah.
Whether it's the memorial service.
That's right.
Or, but he's saying, at what point are you going to be celebrating your anniversary?
Mm.
And then at the same time, are you still acknowledging the death of her mother?
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a conundrum. I understand her point, but he's doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the fiance is on it too, to say, yes, let's do it that way.
Right. So at the same time, are they okay with having an anniversary also celebrating, you know, two things at the same time?
Because I think for me, this is one of the suggestions that we must put, that so on the day, are you going to have a program, an item in the program where we, you know, have a memory celebration?
Yeah, right.
And then continue with the celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's really tough.
It is tough.
Yeah, that's...
Because the two never really sit well with each other, if you know what I mean.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And
there's something disconcerting.
I mean, he could be dealing, that's how he deals with it. Because he's still in mourning, and he doesn't want to, you know, I don't know, I'm not a psychologist.
Should she then say, this is only about him? That's fine.
Right. But I'm still, because she's not going to be there, she's not going to be with him
for
his anniversary.
Yeah.
It's between them.
So
this is how he must deal with
it. I like that.
And for her, this is how she's going to deal with the memorial. Whether
forward.
He wants to be a part of what she does every year for the mother.
Yeah.
It's up to him, right? But I think this is how he's dealing with the loss. That's what it sounds like.
I like that. Before you go, your people want to say hi.
Hello, I'm Lisa Shaw.
Lisa Shaw.
And you're listening to my top 10 at 10.
One of these days, you're gonna hold me someday.
On the street, on the air.
On the air.
Uncle T, you just played One of These Days, and I started moving. I was in my friend's office just next door, next to my office, and she's asking me, what's her name? I'm like, it's Lisa. I can't remember it's Lisa who, but I'm telling you, the moves, honey. Oh, thank you, Lisa, for being in the country. Thank you so much, Uncle T. Oh my gosh, you made my day.
Brati. Ah, Lisa Shaw, and that you have a legend. And when she's talking about two keyboards and two DJs and a keyboard player, is she talking about that? I remember I had a cassette for this thing. There was a song, 2 million ways to die, choose one. I wonder if it's that. You can ask her, because that song went in and then out. We used to jive for it. It was a nice one.
I think that you. I think you are referring to DJ Christos and Revolution. Two DJs and a keyboard. Remember they had that. Can I get that song 11? Yeah, I think that's who you're talking about.
I'm afraid. Hey, all I'm saying, come and get it. Don't wanna let go of me. Don't regret it. Oh, listen, man. Can't wait.
Hola, Skizo. Very nice. Lisa, welcome back home. Have fun tomorrow.
Nia Banga.
Ah! Hey, my friend, Lisa is available. Let's get the cows. Lisa Timkulu, Lisa Mulefe. Done. Keep shining, girl.
Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.